Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on our discussion of Perek Zayin of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam writes in Halacha Yod, Haya Aviv Rotza V'Imo Eino Rotza, Imo Rotza V'Aviv Eino Rotza, Eino Nasa Ben Tzor, Imo Rosh Namer, V'Sof Tzuvo Aviv Imo, Haya Echad Mim Gidem, O Chiger, O Ilem, O Suma, O Cheresh, Eino Nasa Ben Tzor, Imo Rosh Namer, V'Sof Tzuvo, V'Lo Gidmin, V'Lo Tzio Oso, V'Lo Chigrin, V'Amro, V'Lo Ilmin, B'nei Nuzah, V'Lo Sumin. Right, they have to visualize. So it seems relatively straightforward. But the Ar Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha, has the following assessment. He says, when we talk about these things, even though the Pesukim make it sound like L'inyan Misa, so if you're missing any of these Tanaim, so then you couldn't even get to the stage of Malkos. Because if the Rambam understands, which we have tried to emphasize, that the entire Mechayev of Malkos is L'soch Al-Adam, Achila, Ra, Mechueres, Mevili, Deshvichos, Damim, if you're not going to be able to go through the Misa stage, so you can't possibly have the Azhara on the Malkos stage either. And then he says, Venirli the Farish, he wants to expand from there that even in the times when you had all of these Tanoim, but you didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, since you can't have Dini Nefashos without the Beis HaMikdash, without the Sanhedrin sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, even if Aviv was Rotza, Avimo Rotza, and they didn't have any of these limitations physically, that would also be the case, because it can't be achila hamivi elidei shvichos damim. So I would say I'm prepared to read Reb Meir Simcha exactly halfway. I think it's absolutely true what he said. If the father doesn't want, the mother doesn't want, and that's meduyak in the Rambam earlier, when the Rambam says, Keitza danin ben sover umora. Right, so here, that was halacha vav, right, he says, Eino nasa ben sover umora. Previously in Halacha Vav, part of Chaloshim ben Soramora is how do we don him? So we bring him first for Malkos and then for Misa, as we've explored. So yeah, for sure, all of these Tanaim are required to establish the Chaloshim ben Soramora. So if you don't have the Ratzon Aviv, the Ratzon Imo, Chigrim, Ilmim, Gidim, whatever, all of those things are true. I would not extend it to a case where there's an external reason to say that you can't implement Dini Nefashos. First of all, Miyemar, that the Beis HaMikdash isn't going to be built. Meir of Yameinu. How do you know, Bisman Malkos, that it isn't Achila Mevi'ed Shvichos Damim? That's number one. Number two is, I think there's a fundamental difference between the cases. When it comes to Malkos, we say that it's Achila Mevi'ed Shvichos Damim, specifically because all the Tznaim as currently are in place. The absence of the Beis HaMikdash is a Tznai Chitzonis. It's a question of would we be able to implement Misa's best. And so Reb Meir Simcha is saying at a very pragmatic level, we can relate to them as one is the same, because just like if the father's not willing to go along, or they're ilmim, or they're chirshin, we're not going to be able to give a death penalty, which is true enough. So too, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, technically speaking, we're not going to be able to give a death penalty. But again, I see this as fundamentally different. Well, when you're missing an internal condition, such as the ratzon of both parents, such as the capacity of both parents, the physical capability of both parents, so that's needed to establish a chaloshim ben tzoru mora. The other point, in terms of whether or not there's a Beis HaMikdash to implement dini nefashos, is a fundamentally different consideration, and I would not extend from one to the other. Again, miyemar, who's to know, you know, b'mehira yibana Beis HaMikdash, maybe really is achila mevi'ed lidei shvichos damim, but even if the Beis HaMikdash isn't going to be built, I don't think that's going to prevent us from establishing a chaloshim ben tzoru mora, achila mevi'ed lidei shvichos damim, because I don't think at that stage of the game we're factoring in, because we're hoping it doesn't get to that, right? We're factoring in whether or not dinei nefashos is noeg bisman hazeh. It doesn't strike me as the same kind of condition that would be necessary to establish chaloshim ben tzoru mora.